It is proper also to relate here, how in a short time the heavenly providence came upon the impious rulers, together with the tyrants themselves. For that very Firmilianus, who had thus abused the martyrs of Christ, after suffering with the others the severest punishment, was put to death by the sword. Such were the martyrdoms which took place at Caesarea during the entire period of the persecution. Chapter 12. I think it best to pass by all the other events which occurred in the meantime, such as those which happened to the bishops of the churches, when instead of shepherds of the rational one, flocks of Christ, over which they presided in an unlawful manner, the divine judgment, considering them worthy of such a charge, made them keepers of camels, 2, an irrational beast, 3, and very crooked in the structure of its body, or condemned them to have the care of the imperial horses. And I pass by also the insults and disgraces and tortures they endured from the imperial overseers and rulers on account of the sacred vessels and treasures of the church, and besides these the lust of power on the part of many, the disorderly and unlawful ordinations, and the schisms among the confessors themselves, also the novelties which were zealously devised against the remnants of the church by the new and factious members, who added innovation after innovation, and forced them in unsparingly among the calamities of the persecution, heaping misfortune upon misfortune. I judge it more suitable to shun and avoid the account of these things, as I said at the beginning, or, but such things as are sober and praiseworthy, according to the sacred word, and if there be any virtue and praise, 5, I consider it most proper to tell and to record, and to present to believing hearers in the history of the admirable martyrs. And after this, I think it best to crown the entire work with an account of the peace which has appeared unto us from heaven. Chapter 13. 1. The seventh year of our conflict was completed, and the hostile measures which had continued into the eighth year were gradually and quietly becoming less severe. A large number of confessors were collected at the copper mines in Palestine, and were acting with considerable boldness, so far as even to build places of worship. But the ruler of the province, a cruel and wicked man, as his acts against the martyrs showed, having come there and learned the state of affairs, communicated it to the emperor, writing an accusation whatever he thought best. 2. Thereupon, being appointed superintendent of the mines, he divided the band of confessors, as if by a royal decree, and sent some to dwell in Cyprus and others in Lebanon, and he scattered others in different parts of Palestine, and ordered them to labor in various works. 3. And, selecting the four who seemed to him to be the leaders, he sent them to the commander of the armies in that section. These were Pelleas and Nilus, 1, Egyptian bishops, also a presbyter, 2, and Pater Matthias, who was well known among them all for his zeal toward all. The commander of the army demanded of them a denial of religion, and not obtaining this, he condemned them to death by fire. 4. There were others there who had been allotted to dwell in a separate place by themselves, such of the confessors as on account of age or mutilations, or for other bodily infirmities, had been released from service. Silvanus, 3, a bishop from Gaza, presided over them, and set a worthy and genuine example of Christianity. 5. This man having from the first day of the persecution, and throughout its entire continuance, been eminent for his confessions in all sorts of conflicts, had been kept all that time that he might, so to speak, set the final seal upon the whole conflagration in Palestine. 6. There were with him many from Egypt, among whom was John, who surpassed all in our time in the excellence of his memory. He had formerly been deprived of his sight. Nevertheless, on account of his eminence in confession, he had with the others suffered the destruction of his foot by cauterization. And although his sight had been destroyed, he was subjected to the same burning with fire, the executioners aiming, after everything that was merciless and pitiless and cruel and inhuman. 7. Since he was such a man, one would not be so much astonished at his habits and his philosophic life, nor would he seem so wonderful for them, as for the strength of his memory. For he had written whole books of the divine scriptures, not in tables of stone, or, as the divine apostle says, neither on skins of animals, nor on paper, which moths and time destroy, but truly, in fleshy tables of the heart. 5. In a transparent soul and most pure eye of the mind, so that whenever he wished he could repeat, as if from a treasury of words, any portion of the scripture, whether in the law, or the prophets, or the historical books, or the gospels, or the writings of the apostles. 8. I confess that I was astonished, when I first saw the man as he was standing in the midst of a large congregation, and repeating portions of the divine scripture. While I only heard his voice, I thought that, according to the custom in the meetings, he was reading. But when I came near, and perceived what he was doing, and observed all the others standing around him with sound eyes, while he was using only the eyes of his mind, and yet was speaking naturally like some prophet, and far excelling those who were sound in body, it was impossible for me not to glorify God and wonder. And I seemed to see in these deeds evident and strong confirmation of the fact that true manhood consists not in excellence of bodily appearance, but in the soul and understanding alone. For he, with his body mutilated, manifested the superior excellence of the power that was within him. 9. But as to those whom we have mentioned as abiding in a separate place, and attending to their customary duties in fasting, and prayer and other exercises, God himself saw fit to give them a salutary issue, by extending his right hand in answer to them. The bitter foe, as they were armed against him zealously through their prayers to God, could no longer endure them, and determined to slay and destroy them from off the earth, because they troubled him. 10. And God permitted him to accomplish this, that he might not be restrained from the wickedness he desired, and that at the same time they might receive the prizes of their manifold conflicts. Therefore at the command of the most accursed Maximinus, 40, lacking 1, 6, were beheaded in one day. 11. These martyrdoms were accomplished in Palestine during 8 complete years, and of this description was the persecution in our time. Beginning with the demolition of the churches, it increased greatly as the rulers rose up from time to time against us. In these assaults the multiform and various conflicts of those who wrestled in behalf of religion produced an innumerable multitude of martyrs in every province, in the regions extending from Libya, and throughout all Egypt, and Syria, and from the east round about to the district of Illyricum. 12. But the countries beyond these, all Italy and Sicily and Gaul, and the regions toward the setting sun, in Spain, Mauritania, and Africa, suffered the war of persecution during less than 2 years, 7, and were deemed worthy of a speedier divine visitation and peace the heavenly providence sparing the singleness of purpose and faith of those men. 13. For what had never before been recorded in the annals of the Roman government, first took place in our day. Contrary to all expectation, for during the persecution in our time the empire was divided into two parts. 8. The brethren dwelling in the part, of which we have just spoken, enjoyed peace, but those in the other part endured trials without number. 14. But when the divine grace kindly and compassionately manifested its care for us too, then truly our rulers also, those very ones through whom the wars against us had been formerly carried on, changed their minds in a most wonderful manner, and published a recantation. 9. And by favorable edicts and mild decrees concerning us, extinguished the conflagration against us. This recantation also must be recorded. 10.